Yeah.
Are we seeing the end of Christopher Nolan's career, Jeremy? Yeah,
it's over.
Christopher Nolan's career is over.
I think this is
a fraud. He's washed up.
NerdErotic.com.
Let's go to the Odyssey.
Okay, Daddy. Oh, God. There were so many things that I thought could go wrong in terms of not just with Nolan adapting it, but just the idea of doing the Odyssey right now after it's been rewritten by a woman for a modern era and like all this shit around it. And never in my wildest dreams did I think that Robert Pattinson would be saying, "You just want your daddy," in the fucking Odyssey, dude. That was the last thing I thought would be possible.
But here we go.
Yeah, but even still, the casting is still so much worse than that. The casting is fucking horrific in this movie.
A handful of them, yeah.
It's bad. No, dude, if Ellen Page is Achilles, what the fuck are we doing?
Allegedly, like Jeremy, I am interested in your opinion because you've been so hyped for this. This trailer did not win me over. Let's just say
me
that
either. I talked about this on Open Bar yesterday, but like, I didn't like the trailers for Oppenheimer at all. And I mean that from like, Nolan trailers are usually phenomenal. They're usually, you know, if you go back like Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, like these trailers are incredible. I haven't liked. I didn't like the Oppenheimer.
This triggers me so much. Sorry.
So you wanted this, and I don't think either one of the trailers have been particularly great at all. But there's just a weird vibe around this movie that I can't quite figure out yet. And it's weird because, as we talked about, as I brought up on Open Bar,
this retard.
There's a huge conversation going on online, but if we're going to bring up ratios when we don't like them, then let's bring up ratios when it goes against the narrative. Then the ratio for the Odyssey trailers is 95% on both.
Yeah, incredibly high.
It's fucking high as fuck. So yeah, there is a conversation out there, a big conversation, but the reception overall is still very positive. But I don't know, man. There's a lot of questions. Dialogue is a huge problem, but I think the casting is the bigger problem. And I don't mean the casting at the top. Matt Damon.
Ellen Page on the screen right now.
No, listen. Cecil had the best comment when he... You guys see what Cecil said?
Did they make it out of Ellen Page's vagina? Is it my head?
He said that they used...
70,000 likes.
It was amazing, dude. That comment was amazing.
Cecil's tweet has me dying. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't like go to his... I hadn't seen it. Holy fuck.
Yeah. At least the scope of the trailer does, like, that at the very least I can kind of see. Like, I think it's going to look amazing on an IMAX screen. Like, I think, like, the world itself is going to look, the shots are going to look good,
I saw the trailer for when I saw Mortal Kombat 2, and I was on a huge, big screen, you know, and it did look pretty good visually, but doesn't take away from that. I don't know, man. This is a weird one. This is a very strange movie that has a lot of people confused, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. I think the fantastical element was something that before we saw a clip from this movie, a lot of people were like, Nolan doing a fantastical movie like this? How's he going to handle that? I actually think that what we've seen looks pretty fucking good from the fantastical element. I actually think all that looks good, like with the practical effects and all of that. But everything else around
you got a real Cyclops,
weird, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Credit.
So right now, the rumor is that Ellen Page is Achilles in the underworld, and people need to understand the context of that. That it is it doesn't make it good. I'm just saying.
It also doesn't, like, we don't have confirmation of that, right? That's just people speculating based on what we've seen in the trailer.
Right. That is the only speculation, is based on the fact that we saw Ellen.
Where does she show up?
It's the underworld shot with the mud on her
face.
It's
after he says daddy, but before Tom Holland says dad. Yeah. So it's right after this.
It's the underworld shot.
You see them walking through.
Yep.
And then
right there.
There it is.
So of course, Achilles.
This is a demigod.
Odysseus Achilles into underworld, and Achilles basically, repeats how he regrets his actions. Mm-hmm. you know, blah, 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 blah.
It's kind of unreal, right? He sails, like, all the way to the edge to, like, you know, the doors of Hades and shit like that. And he does a ritual to get, like, to talk to spirits and everything like this. And
yeah.
That's where he's confronted with, I believe, Agamemnon and Achilles, at least that I can remember. I don't know if any, maybe this is another, maybe there's another character. Maybe this is fucking Austin or somebody. I don't know. if this is Achilles, dude, there will be no, there will be so much backlash. If they make a 5'2" bitch, mentally ill bitch into Achilles.
Yeah.
Now, in the Odyssey, in this moment, the whole point is that Achilles is just broken and a shell of himself, all of that. And that's how I think some of the cope will be. Doesn't matter. It's Ellen fucking Page. Yeah. What are you doing? You could literally have old man Brad Pitt in this moment.
Yeah.
And that would be fucking awesome.
It'd be way better.
It would.
How awesome would that fucking
be? That would be good.
That would be incredible.
It's Nolan is hit and miss for me, but it's tough to bet against him, and he has got an insane fan base that will support him.
I'm not saying it's going to flop. I'm just saying I think it might be a chance that we have major issues with this movie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm expecting it to do well and to really, really dislike it. I can see both of those things happening at the same time. I don't imagine this is going to go badly. The casting is cynical, and he's got past reputation for this. I mean, casting Harry Styles in Dunkirk probably did boost ticket sales for Dunkirk.
Did but it also really did fit nothing
in that movie?
It didn't affect. Harry Styles was not a distraction outside of the screaming fucking girls in the theater.
No, outside of the audience response, yeah. But I mean, it's still quite cynical. And I think what he's doing is sort of ramping that up to max in this case. You've got that there's a rapist somewhere in the movie, so that's to appeal to black people. You've got Ellen Page in the movie, that's to appeal to the rest of the modern audience. You've got allegedly at least recast Helen of Troy again in a more diverse way. What he's trying to do is, with the casting, I think, is cynical. He's just trying to tell people with the trailers, like, this is for absolutely everyone, and we will change as many characters as we need to change in order to get everyone to be interested in the movie. No one wants to see another epic where it's just a bunch of white people with swords, I think is probably the underlying philosophy here.
Nobody wants to see Blade killing vampires.
Right.
He's also doing the typical Hollywood thing right now in the trailers. He's hiding all the diversity elements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a bait and switch.
Yeah, you know? It's concerning. I still think it's going to do really well, and I would have loved to have seen a good Odyssey movie. That would have been.
There is an argument.
You never know.
He's doing a Homeric thing, because, like, this is sort of what Homer did with the Odyssey in the first place. The Odyssey is not a work of history; it's a work of mythology. Correct. But it's deliberately updated in order to fit the modern audience of Homer's contemporary day. All the weapons they use are of his current day, not the day he was describing. All of the armor is the same thing. He's trying to make it seem alien and familiar at the same time. And in a way, I think Nolan's doing something similar. It's why when you get all of those shots of people in full plate armor, for example, and then the response of anyone who knows history is, that makes no fucking sense, because that doesn't come around for several thousand years. But from the Homeric tradition, what that is basically trying to use universally familiar modern things in order to tell a timeless story. And I almost have less of a problem with that in the case of costumes, armor, and weapons than I do with the diverse casting. I think the diverse casting is a more cynical use of the same idea. But there is you can defend a lot of the costume choices as being consciously the same approach as Homer took in the first instance.
I don't think, because it's like how many things can you remove from the actual original source material before it's no longer the original source material? And I think even just removing gods from the story changes it so much that it's not really the same story anymore when you're trying to ground it in real life. That you can't tell a grounded story about gods interfering in Greek kind of things.
Yeah,
it's like how many people, monsters. I mean, how many people can you include from around the world before it no longer feels like the original setting?
I wasn't under the impression that gods are removed from the story, right?
Troy doesn't have gods in it, and a lot of people, or at least, you know, like,
well, Troy is more of a.
I know, but that was a huge criticism of it back then. Yeah. People were pissed that it didn't have, you know, those elements in it. So I don't know that we know that they won't be in it. But, I mean, hell, you've got Black Girl Magic.
Is supposed to be fucking Athena or something.
Yeah, Black Girl Magic's in it. Yeah, so Athena's a confirmed, I think. I think she's
Zendaya's playing Athena. That's been confirmed.
There's scenes, like, you've got Poseidon that's going to be referenced in it. Like, I think they're going to be in it. It's going to be how they're going to be portrayed within.
It's more the mystical thing. He said that he didn't want it to be like where the gods are actually real. It's how would people explain the world around them that don't understand because they don't understand the science of it. So a whirlpool appears and they will call it a god, but it's not actually a god doing it. Whereas in the original thing, it was genuinely gods calling all of this thing. He said when he first announced the movie.
There's a fucking monster inside that whirlpool. Yeah.
It's more done from like... It's meant to be like the little person that doesn't understand the greater parts of the world explaining it as gods, but the gods aren't genuinely real.
Yeah, but you try to be very philosophical with it, like the sensist ideation of saying, oh, yes, anything that I can sense is real, and then I can somehow use that to explain everything.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I was promised a proper adaptation 3,000 years ago.
In that moment with the monsters, like go towards the end of the trailer, and there's a scene with the sails a little bit more.
Yeah, there's a hand coming through the sails.
That comes through it. You'll see it. It's a very quick shot. You keep going. Right there. So that's one of the shots right there. That hand pulls that person back through.
Yes, there are obviously like monsters and shit. I mean, that is a choice you have to make when you're sailing. Are you going to take on the whirlpool? Are you going to go that way through that monster? Or are you going to go to the cliffs? I forget the creatures' names at this point. But
Scylla and
Odysseus makes the decision.
Charizard, yeah.
Odysseus makes the decision. Oh, this thing's got five hands or whatever it is. Well, we'll just leave five crew members out there and we'll pass on through, you know?
Yes.
I think... One of the big concerns, and you brought it up, Ryan, the Emily Wilson translation that I think Nolan referred to it once.
He referred to it in an interview, and that's the only one that he's on record referring to. So the narrative has been that that's the one he's adapting. I don't know if that's exactly what the case is, but he did reference it. That's all that I know. If there's more context, I haven't been caught up on that, but... He did reference.
Well, that's a big red flag, because if you don't know, it's a feminist, or it's a translation with a feminist lens.
It's a modern retelling, which is meant to highlight the misogyny and the racism and the oppression of minorities. And
well, as long as they're highlighting it, that'd be good.
and honestly, just the trailer itself and how much they focused on Penelope. Does make me think that and how much they're completely focusing on this time frame where he's missing and what's going on back in his kingdom, that does tell me that they're at the very least expanding on that, and it wouldn't be surprising to me if they were using elements.
It feels like it's going to be intercut.
It's nonlinear. Yeah. He's already confirmed
nonlinear.
That.
Oh wow, what a surprise!
Nolan nonlinear. Let's get out of here.
Whippy shit. So tired.
She explained the language as well. Because I think one of the things that translation does is, and I think she said it, it's deliberately to try and demystify and also, in a sense, disempower the idea of the noble warrior. This idea that in the original telling and in most older translations, war is spoken of in terms of great glory. It's highly poetic. It's designed to uplift people, but toward an ideal of war, which he doesn't particularly like. And so one of the reasons the language has changed so much is to make it, A, more readable to a modern audience, but B, less mystical and less moving. It's almost less inspiring by design, which I think, I mean, from her point of view, is obviously a very good idea. From a point of view of an audience, though, I think we sort of want to be inspired. We like the magnificent. We like almost the poetic, which has seemingly been stripped away from this. The idea, obviously, in having lines like "you just want your daddy" is so that everyone can understand it. But if everyone can understand it, then what is there left to figure out? There's almost nothing to aim for. It's not a higher story anymore. It's just
you lose the point. Okay, you lose the point completely. Again. It's like, oh wait, you're gonna make the poetry not poetic. Oh, okay. What is it?
It is a poem,
and it's not to say like yes. I understand that 3,000 years ago, there were informal Greek references to the word father, which would be the same as dad or daddy or whatever today. But that's not the point. The point is to immerse us in this world. And when you have somebody that says the word daddy on screen, and what we're supposed to believe is, you know, 3 or 4,000 years ago, that takes you out of it. That took me out immediately. I had to pause. I was like,
Did I really still, just hear what I think I fucking heard?
And I then still Tom think Holland's this. Tom Holland's takes me out more than Robert Pattinson's did because I was waiting for Tom Holland to just ask, like, can we?
He looks like he's about to make out with him.
Yeah, right? I thought it was
yeah.
when Tom Holland said it, though, I really hated that one. And the let's go with Odysseus running, screaming, let's go. Yeah.
Let's go!
Let's fucking go!
End of the trailer, it's like, I think we're good. Or what was that at the very end?
Yeah, what was that little, like, Marvel?
Oh, I think it's asleep. I hate that comedic bullshit on these trailers.
I think it's asleep.
Yeah. Are we seeing the end of Christopher Nolan's career, Jeremy?
Yeah, it's over.
Christopher Nolan's career is over.
I think this
he's a fraud. He's washed up.
I think this movie's guaranteed to do $400 to $500 million just on Nolan fans. Mm-hmm. What beyond that depends on how well the perception and the conversation is around it. But for people that are saying it's going to flop, I'm sorry, man, but Christopher Nolan has the biggest fan base in Hollywood.
Its name is Tenet. And even when it came out, it still made $365 million.
Yes. It was a comprehensible film, Tenet. This has the huge advantage of, even with all of the stylistic changes, the language changes, the casting changes, everything else, if it still basically tells the story of the Odyssey, it will make infinitely more sense than Tenet because it's not only because it's a really strong story, it's just a story to begin with. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, I mean, the dog is in the trailer. You can't not cry at any version of the dog in this story. Yeah. It's going to hit some fairly low hanging fruit, and it's going to also probably some of the higher ones as well. It's going to do really well. I would imagine like Troy's inflation adjusted box office is a realistic bet. So if I'm not mistaken, that if you adjust
it did very well, it did
$800 million in today's money. I would imagine this is realistic for them, at least realistic for
them. Well, the trailer, I just had to look it up, but so the Odyssey trailer, the first one, did 121 million views in 24 hours, over double what Oppenheimer did in the first 24 hours.
Views to equate to box office.
I understand that, but it's director to director, and he did, you know, Oppenheimer did almost $1 billion fucking dollars.
So people are hyping,
which is insane. And Oppenheimer introduced Nolan to a generation of people that didn't see him as being that visionary director. They were for a lot of people, like Nolan, he did the Batman movies, but like after Oppenheimer, now things are really shifting. Like he is the Spielberg of the day. So you're going to get a lot of people that are just going to this because this is the movies and what the movies was supposed to be.
He is the biggest movie star in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good thing. Like I've said before that I haven't liked a Nolan movie in a while.
You like Oppenheimer?
It was all right. It was all right. I didn't love it. Like I used to love his movies like a lot, and I just haven't.
Well, outside of Oppenheimer, he hasn't made anything great since Interstellar. But Oppenheimer was pretty fantastic.
But I think overall, it's good that he is making film because he is like one of the only guys still doing it like at a cinematic level, like actual cinema level. And I'm glad that he's still popular and still doing stuff. So I hope it's good. I hope it's good.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Man. I hope it's great.
Who knows?
I find it to be it's just if Alien, whatever.
Alien Page.
If Alien Page is Achilles, I don't know how I don't know how you can overlook anything, dude. I really don't. But also, I'm not sure how you can overlook anything if Helen of Troy is Lupita Nyong'o. I know
the most beautiful woman.
Yeah,
in our space, yes.
I mean, she's pretty, but like she's not Helen.
Yeah, Troy. It's just like it's impossible to overlook that shit, dude. Like that is tough. That is really tough to get past.
This is the kind of movie where I don't want any more marketing. I don't want any more trailers. Give us the release day.
Yeah. And they don't need
You know how it is afterwards.
They could probably save a lot of money on marketing on this one. Yeah. Just you have Chris Nolan. That's it. You're good.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Don't do anything else. You don't need it.
Yeah. But
I mean, it's going to be, it's already being talked about a lot. So I imagine, and I've got my tickets already.
Maybe
so,
we'll get more adaptations of Greek stories
with black people.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a play called Frogs. Was it Euripides Frogs?
That was implied.
Maybe they'll be gay.
You're not wrong. It's funny because it's true, Jerry.
It would be funny if the first Nolan movie to flop is the one that he pushed diversity in. It's like the one thing that can take down the most powerful director in Hollywood is diversity. Boom.
Forcing diversity into Greek poetry.
Win for the chuds again.
Yep.
It's tough because there's so many bad castings, like a handful of bad castings. there's also some ones that I think are could be really good, you know?
Well, yeah. We brought it up on Open Bar yesterday, but like you look at the actors in Hollywood that are, you know, in the between 40 and 50 years old, and like Matt Damon, when you look at that list, he's not my first choice, but you look at that list and he's got to be in your top three or four. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a bad choice.
I think he looks the part.
It fits his coming home saga, you know? So
yeah.
Work.
Yeah. And then I'm not Tom Holland. I don't hate Tom Holland like the internet does. And Anne Hathaway's always going to be awesome. And, you know, a John Bernthal, which again, if we're worried about the dialogue now,
it's hey, let me tell you something.
Bernthal starts talking.
Well, look, I think that when the first thing came out and people thought that Tom Holland was playing Odysseus, that would have been a nightmare. In the same way of him playing Nathan Drake was kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
Him playing Telemachus, I think, makes perfect sense. I'm totally good with that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the top of the casting that's the problem. It's some of the second and third rate.
And we don't know how much
trans people and black people are second or third rate, Jeremy.
I don't think you want me to confirm that or deny it.
I think you just
wouldn't have a problem if you said it. I just want to be sure.
I'll call you afterwards and say something even worse. So
you'd rank it maybe what, 3 out of 5? Just about.
That was a good one.
Oh, we'll come up with some sort of compromise.
Compromise, exactly.
Oh my lord.
It will be a hell of a discussion around this movie.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
History
online.
Bros versus Nolan Bros. It'll be a battle to the death. But yeah. There's more Nolan Bros. Okay.
So it'll be History Mortal Bros, Kombat.
Be ready.
We were looking
at Jeremy, how many times do you think you're gonna see this in theaters?
I don't know. I only saw Oppenheimer one time. So
Well, he'll probably see it 12 times to break his own record that he has power over.
I think I only saw Oppenheimer. Maybe I saw it twice, but I didn't really appreciate Oppenheimer until I watched it at home, though. And it's just like it was.
I liked it
the first time, but I was like, it's fine. A 3-hour fucking biopic. I don't want to rewatch this shit over and over again.
I was just we didn't see more Japanese people getting nuked, right? That was
that's what I wanted to see.
Well, we got a sequel. We got Godzilla Minus One. That was the sequel to Oppenheimer. So, yeah, but Oppenheimer, good movie. He's totally not a communist. He was only fucking a communist and hanging out with the communists, but he totally wasn't a communist. Guys. It's okay.
Nah.
Nerdberonic.com. Please subscribe.